Oder so.
Probably somebody in the time travel programs on a Montauk back in the 80s decided, or maybe 60s for that matter, decided to have some fun and went back in time and changed the colors of the ship so that today it looks normal for these ships to occur. And I know exactly what you're talking about because
it looked normal in the 80s, though, when I was in the Navy.
Sure. Right. Right.
this is like just happened.
Right. The time jumps. They work it in like 40 year and 20 year increments. So if you saw it in the 80s, then they probably changed it somewhere in the year 2000.
I'm seeing it now in 2020, they changed it in
just after between 20 and 2009, probably 2005, somewhere in there. They're still doing those experiments. They're still using that technology. And they decided to have some fun. And they went back and changed it. That's what I'm seeing.
Sounds like such a little thing, but it makes me crazy because I know it can't be true.
Right.
And yet
right.
We're seeing these pictures.
Right.
I wondered the same thing. Yeah. My husband says things like, oh, anybody can Photoshop anything. Well, that may
be
true.
Have Photoshop back then.
We can't. You can't tell me that. And who would care? Who would make it a big deal to Photoshop all these old ships?
Right.
Over the place. It's not just one site.
In 1917, they didn't have Photoshop.
Right.
So they did go back and change it. And basically, there are galactic laws against about time travel. You can go back and change things in a minor way, but not major way. The Nazis have had time travel since World War II, and they tried to go back and change the outcome of World War II, but it didn't work. They tried to change it, but they tried to change the Battle of Stalingrad. Didn't work. So,
well, that's the premise of The Man in the White Castle, if you ever saw that show.
Really? Okay.
Yes, that is actually, and again, we're seeing a lot of things now on shows, and now when I'm watching them, I'm thinking, wow, predictive programming. It's really like Jay Dyer says on his show about, he gave a speech I saw on the internet about the Bond series and how it was predictive programming about space weaponization and things.
Interesting.
The very first, even before we ever heard about SDI or weaponization of space, had Goldfinger and we had these Moonraker. Moonraker was the one that showed these weapons from space, and now that's exactly what they look like.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. They are.
Predictive programming. So I don't know what to think, but that thing with the Navy ships, it's not a medical thing, but it just makes me crazy. And I'm wondering, it makes me think, I mean, do you have other examples where you can absolutely show that that's happened?
3 years ago, I had a lady, a client call me up from Toronto, and she said, Ted, I've had this Bible sitting on my mantle in this fireplace for decades. And I look at the Bible frequently and read it frequently. And there's a section in there, Revelations, it said something like the meek shall lay down with the lambs. And she said, suddenly one day it changed that the meek will lie down with the lions instead. And she said, I swear, that's why that was changed. Something changed it. That's one example of a time shift. And there has been stories about Jane Goodall that on one time shift, she was dead. She was killed by poachers in Africa. Another one, she lives. Another one is about Mandela. The Mandela effect, where he died in prison, and there was another timeline where he actually lived and became the president of South Africa. I mean, those, there are.
Right. People. Now that's the timeline I live in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also hier nochmal ein Versuch der Erklärung zu erklären, das mit diesen Navy-Schiffen. Sie hat das ganzes Leben lang schon studiert und plötzlich sieht sie die Schiffe, die völlig anders aussehen. Und du hattest ja vorhin auch gesagt, wegen Photoshop, aber zu der Zeit, als es passierte, gab es kein Photoshop, als ihr das auffiel. Und Ted hat erklärt, das hat was damit zu tun, dass Aliens eben die Zeitlinien verändert haben und sich einen Spaß draus gemacht haben und die Schiffe einfach umgemalt haben. Und dass wir eben auf unterschiedlichen Zeitlinien existieren. Es gibt auch mehrere, noch andere Beispiele, wo eben Veränderungen stattgefunden haben und man, oder vielleicht kennt auch der eine oder andere das selber, es war immer irgendetwas so, wie es war, wie man das kannte und plötzlich ist es ganz anders. Man könnte schwören, das war vorher nicht so. Oder es war was anderes oder was auch immer. Er hat von einer Bibel erzählt, wo einen immer drin gelesen hatte, einen bestimmten Satz. Und als sie ihn eines Tages wieder gelesen hat, stand da was ganz anderes da wurde zu, das, die, aus den Lämmern wurden plötzlich Löwen gemacht da in diesem Satz. Und sie kann schwören, dass es eben anders da drin gestanden hat. Und das hat mit unterschiedlichen Zeitlinien zu tun und eben Copy-Paste. Ich glaube, Q hat ganz oft gesprochen von, wie die Zeit verändern, wie die kopieren, Zeit rausnehmen, wieder neu einsetzen können, uns rausnehmen können, neu einsetzen können. Also es ist, ja, ist alles schon ein bisschen Wahnsinn.
Da hat das Ted noch andere Beispiele genannt, ne?
Ja, ja, Ted hatte noch andere Beispiele genannt, das eben in dem Buch zum Beispiel, was da, oder der Mandala-Effekt, dass man, der ja angeblich im Gefängnis gestorben ist und auf einer anderen Zeitlinie ist aber der Präsident in irgendeinem afrikanischen Staat da, solche Sachen halt, also ja.
Right. Person of South Africa.
Right, yeah. Yeah, so you do see that happening quite a bit, actually.
But are we all living in the same timeline? At the same time? In other words, I heard somebody else say that what he thinks has happening, and he's a devout Christian, mm-hmm. but he believes that when they talk about the rapture, what really is happening is you're going to separate timelines from people. They're going to disappear because there's going to be a separation of timelines
right.
that we're coming to.
I think that's happening right now as the planet shifts to the higher dimensions. We will be going into fourth density in about 6, maybe 7 months. It was 8 months, but it's actually been speeded up because of the Canadian trucker strike. And after when we go into 4D, then we'll be in 4D for a very brief period until 2025. And then the entire planet will shift to 2025. There are already people now who are splitting away from the planet, who want to stick with the old system, who want to be continually fighting and go to and they will be leaving the planet. They'll be existing side to side, but we won't see them and they won't see us because their vibrations are going so low and yours are going so high. There is that split happening right now, and it'll become far more pronounced this fall. People who were nasty and negative, they won't be around any longer. I don't know. The guides haven't told me. Some of them have taken the vaxes and they'll be passing on and they'll go to another reality. I figured if the guides will tell me what they want me to know. So I haven't pushed on it.
Also wir haben jetzt die Frage von Lee, wer war, leben wir denn alle auf der gleichen Zeitlinie? Nein, ist natürlich nicht so. Das kommt immer wirklich auf den Bewusstheitszustand eines jeden an, wo er sich befindet. Und was bedeutet das, wenn wir jetzt in höhere Dimensionen aufsteigen, dann trennen wir uns natürlich auch von anderen, die diesen Weg nicht für sich gewählt haben, was ja auch völlig in Ordnung ist. Das heißt aber, die werden einen ganz eigenen Weg für sich gehen. Entweder sie werden ob über kurz oder lang diesen Planeten verlassen, weil dieser Planet als Gesamtes in die höheren Dimensionen aufsteigen wird. Das heißt, für solche Seelen, die beschlossen haben, 3D weiter erfahren zu wollen, gibt es dann die Möglichkeit, das woanders zu tun. Dafür werden sie aber diesen Planeten dann verlassen. Also diese Trennung findet statt. Aber es findet auch jetzt schon statt, indem viele, die jetzt erwachen, ihren Weg gehen und merken, dass Freunde, die man bisher hatte oder Familienmitglieder plötzlich nicht mehr, es geht, es funktioniert nicht mehr, es geht nicht mehr. Die Wege trennen sich. Und das heißt, diejenigen bleiben, sind auf einer anderen Zeitlinie als man selber. Man hat eine neue, andere Zeitlinie für sich gewählt und geht jetzt diesen Weg. Und da gibt es natürlich die, die dann zurückbleiben, aber auch die Neuen, die dann dich auf dieser Zeitlinie begleiten werden, denn die befinden sich auf der ähnlichen oder gleichen Zeitlinie.
But because I was told that there was to be a split in the earth happening during our lifetimes, and it's happening right now. And I thought it's usually because of a war. People die, a lot of people die in a war.
Right.
So, but not a war this time. Well, yeah, I guess you could call it a war. War of the mind.
It's a different kind of war.
It's a different kind of war.
Yeah, it's a spiritual war. And I don't think God is vindictive in the sense that I don't think he's petty. I guess I would say that. I don't think God is petty.
No.
And I really don't think God would just like punishing babies that didn't have a chance, you know.
Right.
And I also think that people who are tricked or coerced into taking this vaccine, this non-vaccine. I had all the advantages of a scientific background. I was kind of read into the program early. I watched this for a long time. And not everybody had that. So I was suspicious from the get-go. But the people that are And even it doesn't matter how smart you are and even how educated you are. It's the people that were kind of trapped in a system. All our healthcare workers, I feel so, so bad.
I know.
And I've got family members involved in this so that it makes me sick to think that they've been damaged by these psychopaths just to keep their lifetime dream of being in medicine, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think God will just abandon those people, but I think, you know, at some point you have to have some awareness. So I don't know.
Look what the truckers have done in Canada. They've really shown the way for all of us. And the Galactics and the Pleiadians have said, that since now you're standing up for yourselves, we can come in and give you much more help than we could have otherwise. Because now if the path is clear, you're making the choice to ascend and stand up for yourself in a spiritual sense. So they're giving a lot more help nowadays than they were before.
And so what now? You know, I you're going to think this is stupid, but I always see this 3D to 4D, and I was thinking dimensions. It's densities. So what is really 4D? I mean, are we just talking about we're doing a different vibrational level?
Higher vibration,
It's a higher vibration.
And you'll be able to communicate with each other more often than not by telepathic means. You'll use telepathy, and also food will become less important. You'll still eat, but your body will become lighter and higher vibration, and you won't need to eat as much as you do now. And when
will we notice this ahead of time?
You're starting to notice it already.
Now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You do are. Nobody believes Trudeau in Canada. Nobody believes Biden anyway. Everybody knows he's fake, you know? So
but wouldn't 3 years ago, nobody would have thought that.
Right. That's true. Uh-huh.
I mean, there were some of us that didn't like those people, but that we were the minority. I think that the more and more people are realizing they're not, and it's not just about not liking them. It's not thinking they're who they are, who they say they are.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fact is, I don't know if you saw, I don't watch the TV, but there was on the internet a little snippet of Tucker Carlson talking about Trudeau being Castro's son. I mean, that was pretty darn impressive. I thought, wow.
Yeah. It is right. That's correct. He is Castro's son.
Okay. Yeah. Also wir haben jetzt noch, wow.
His father, it's said in Canada that his father liked little boys and little girls. He's a pedophile. And so his wife was like 30 years, I don't know, 40 years or 60, 80 years younger than he was. And so she visited Castro on a trip on her own, and Justin came out as a result of that. So,
okay. Also wir haben, was Lee jetzt nochmal angesprochen hat, war was sie jetzt zum Beispiel herausgefunden hat, dass mit dem Trudeau, dass er Castros Sohn ist, Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro, ja.
Dass er ein Sohn von ihm ist. Also sie hat einfach nochmal ein paar Dinge, die sie vorher schon erwähnt hat, jetzt nochmal mit wiederholt. Also das war jetzt einer der größten Kommentare damit.
John, do you want to make a comment on that? Thanks for coming back, by the way. Well, perhaps he's busy. Okay. Just if you got time, John, I'd love your opinion on it. Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Gerhard.
Okay, also wir haben jetzt 23 Uhr hier in Österreich und das Ganze dauert jetzt noch ungefähr 20 Minuten. Mhm. Machen wir das noch durch, oder?
Ja,
let's go.
The truth's coming out and they can't stop it.
The truth is coming out.
It is coming. They can't do anything to stop it, you know? Oh, sure, they may execute 5 different African presidents. You know, they might try to stop the truckers up in Canada. You know, we have a fake president, Biden. Some say he was executed 2 years ago. They may get rid of Putin in Russia, but the tide is they've lost the war. Sure, we're going to have battles, but they've lost the war, basically. And they're trying to hang on as much as they can. It's like Nazi Germany in 1944 in Europe. You know, they're doing whatever they can to slow things down, but it's not going to work. Nothing's going to work.
And it might be the same people, the same cabal that
it's the same ones.
I mean, it's a replay of Nazi Germany, not just a, we're in a cyclic kind of, you know, and I heard somebody, there was a guy who he was a former Navy SEAL, and you've probably seen him talking about the yellow cube and what do they call it? The looking glass program. That they hired these people that could see into the future to try and untangle what's happening with these timelines and things. And I thought what he said really hit me as being, not having data points to be able to sort out whether he's telling the truth or not. The one thing he said, I thought was it sounded right. And he said that we're like in a chess game where white has already won, or somebody has already won. I don't know if he specified white or black, but somebody has won and the other person is not resigning. Now they know they're going to lose in seven moves, but they're going to play those seven moves out. And so you're going to have to kill the knight. You're going to have to kill the pawns. You're going to have
those
African.
That's right. Yeah.
I feel like it feels right that's what's going on here, that the end game is known, but we are going to have to, they're going to fight every slug of the way. It's like the retreat from Stalingrad.
So but you're one of the bright lights there, Dr. Merritt, and I love your work. I know it's not easy. The hardest planet in the entire universe to affect any positive change is this one right now. So we're like marines, spiritual marines, right on the shores.
Here. I love that term.
Yeah.
I love that term. I spent 4 years with the Marine Corps and was married literally to the Marine Corps for 30. Mm-hmm. So and the joke in Navy medicine is that the Marines are looking for a few good men. They found them in Navy medicine, but we're the doctors for the Marine Corps. So I spent a lot of time with them.
Well, I wanted to give you some hopeful things about what's happening in Canada.
They are so hopeful. Go ahead. I'm ready for
that. Yeah. Trudeau will be gone within about a month. I'm surprised.
He's not already. I don't see, he does. I heard he was in a CIA safe house somewhere.
Really? Really? Interesting.
Yeah, where they think he is rumored to be associated with the CIA. I shouldn't say a safe house, but it's something that has CIA connections, they think.
Interesting. Yeah. I had heard he's out in Tofino, which is on the west coast of Vancouver Island, just above Washington, where I am.
Yeah.
And that's he wanted to go there in case he had to get on a Chinese communist submarine to flee the country because they weren't going to get him. That's what I heard, too. But you think about it. If he was inland, it'd be harder for him to get out. But he's on the coast. No problem. He calls up one of his friends in the CCP and says, hey, I need a submarine. No problem. And
the Trudeau effect on other politicians, I think, is starting to happen. It's pretty impressive.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We don't want to be Trudeau, in other words.
No. And then I've heard that the media in Europe and other parts of the world are not reporting what's happening in Canada.
No.
They're still not reporting it,
Ja, das stimmt, oder?
Ja. Ja, also ja, wir hören ja auch nichts im Fernsehen von dem, was in Kanada passiert. Also was Sie vorher jetzt gesprochen haben, ist, dass Lee kennt das Programm Looking Glass, also wo man so in die Zukunft schauen kann. Das ist kenne ich auch, habe ich schon gehört. Und dort hat sie gesehen, es wie eine Art Schachspiel ist, was wir haben. Eine Seite hat schon gewonnen, aber die andere wird alle Züge trotzdem noch machen, obwohl sie weiß, dass sie gewonnen haben. Und genau dort befinden wir uns. Also das Licht hat gewonnen, aber das Dunkel wird trotzdem noch alles Mögliche tun, um so viel Schaden wie möglich noch anrichten zu wollen. Und dann war noch kurz die Rede über Trudeau, der ja schon seit einem Monat weg ist oder länger schon. Sie sagt, er soll in irgendeinem CIA-Sicherheitsraum auf Probefahrt sein. Ted hat eine andere Information, dass er irgendwie mit einem chinesischen U-Boot irgendwo hingebracht wurde. Aber ja, wer weiß, wie viele Klone von dem hier draußen rumrennen, und dementsprechend werden die wahrscheinlich dann überall verscharrt. Und eben das, was in Kanada passiert, das wird eben auch nicht in den Medien gebracht. Also ich weiß es nicht, ich habe kein Fernsehen, nichts. Ich weiß nicht, ob in öffentlichen Medien überhaupt irgendwas berichtet wird. Hast du was mitgekriegt, Gerhard?
Nein, ich habe nichts mitgekriegt. Also ich habe auch kein Fernsehen, muss ich sagen.
Okay.
Aber
okay, gut.
Wir haben den Standard im Haus derzeit und da ist auch nichts gestanden, soviel ich weiß. Also,
okay.
Ja. Okay, dann hören wir uns den letzten Teil noch an.
Ja.
You know, and what they do report here in the United States is on the mainstream media is completely slanted against them. You know, Trudeau. Oh, yeah. You know.
But yeah. Thank God for Telegram and some of these other sites where you can watch the live feed and you can see them dancing in the streets. And
Right. Can you believe it? How GoFundMe has tried to keep that $10 million raised by the truckers. God, what a bunch of criminals. Oh, my God.
I know.
The audacity of those bastards.
Yeah, that's horrible. And I heard the best thing to do is not take a refund. That costs them nothing to go get a chargeback from your bank.
Okay, I heard that.
That's why you punish them for that activity. But I did see a great meme. I don't know if you saw this. The meme was it's a dumpster on fire. So it's a dumpster fire floating down a flooded street. So it's a combination of the worst disasters possible. Uh-huh. And then somebody put GoFundMe on the dumpster.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
They deserve every second of that. Yeah, right.
Well, GoFundMe funded the Chaz movement in Seattle, where Black Lives Matter Antifa took over that area, 9-block area of downtown Seattle. Well, I had some people in the Seattle Police Department, and they told me that there was 8,000 people in that area in 2020, 2 years ago. There were over 4,000 felony reports of robbery, rape, sexual assault, burglary, felony, you name it. Felonies, and GoFundMe indirectly and directly funded that, and that was okay with them. That's their guidelines. Okay, that was fine. You know, people get raped and murdered and killed. That's okay. People stand up for their rights in Canada. That's against our guidelines. You can't have that. So you can see what hypocrites they are, criminals they are. You know, total criminals.
Okay.
Also wir haben nochmal angesprochen, dieses GoFundMe, das hat ja die 10 Millionen Dollar, die mittlerweile zusammengekommen sind zur Unterstützung der Trucker, die sollten ja nicht ausgezahlt werden, das wollen sie nicht machen. Und ich weiß gar nicht, wie es jetzt, viele holen da jetzt das Geld zurück, ich weiß gar nicht, wie es jetzt weitergeht, es gibt wohl etwas Neues, wo jetzt das Geld hinfließen kann. Und Ted hat noch erklärt, dass dieses GoFundMe hat mal vor ein paar Jahren eine Bewegung unterstützt oder etwas, wo viele Menschen zu Schaden gekommen sind. Und das war für sie okay, aber hier jetzt eine friedliche Bewegung zu unterstützen, da wollen sie eben nicht mitmachen.
Ja. Right. But I, you know, the truckers stand, who knew, you know, I've been speaking out since I started reading the deep science of this, because I'm not a virologist which I don't know there are any really, but I'm not an infectious disease expert. And so I know something about bioweapons. I know something about the history of pandemics and stuff, but not at a deep level that I know about more now. But in February, I'd figured out a lot of this by February of 2020, because if you knew where to look, you could see a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
And the fact that now, what was my point? I lost my train of thought there.
Well, that's okay. That's all right.
The dumpster fire of GoFundMe, but they were funding Chaz and all this kind of stuff. But you could see then that there was big money being pushed for an agenda that had nothing to do with, you know,
health
and wellness.
Nothing, absolutely nothing
to do with health and wellness. They bought a lot of businesses, including GoFundMe, are just arms of this takedown.
They are. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, right. Well, four attorney generals in Ohio, Louisiana. Let's see, Ohio, Louisiana.
Nebraska. Are you talking about good stuff?
Yeah, good.
Nebraskan attorney general is good. He's stood up against he said, you will give out ivermectin. This is not, you're not going to punish doctors for prescribing it.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. Well, there are already four states now who are investigating GoFundMe right now. And in Florida, Louisiana's doing it, Ohio, and there's one more anyway.
Oh, I think it's up more than that now. I think it's over 10.
Really? Excellent.
I could be wrong, but I think I read that this morning.
Yeah, it's criminal. It's criminal. I look at GoFundMe going into bankruptcy as a company within 2 months. They won't be around anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wir haben noch mal kurz ein bisschen gesprochen über Ivermectin, was in manchen erlaubt ist, in manchen Staaten, in anderen nicht. War jetzt eher so ein nochmal die Information generell, was wir schon am Anfang mit hatten, was Sie da schon angesprochen hatten.
Okay. Ja, okay. Also für alle Hörer nochmal kurz zwischendurch. Wir spielen gerade eine Aufnahme von Ted Ma mit Dr. Lee Merritt durch. Wir haben noch 10 Minuten von dieser Aufnahme, die wir noch einspielen, und die Saskia übersetzt uns immer zwischendurch die einzelnen Teile. So, machen wir noch die letzten 10 Minuten.
They're going to be one of many. When this whole thing comes down, I think you're going to see drug companies going away. Right. Well, look at Moderna's stock. I mean, it's starting to happen.
Yeah, right, right.
The dominoes are starting to fall.
Right, right.
You'll know we're out of this when Trudeau becomes a verb. So I'm not going to be Trudeau'd. I just made that up, but I think that's a good one. I think that's
good. Did you hear 2 years ago, there's a story going around Canada that Trudeau was out on some sort of trip or something. He came back to his wife and he said, "You're not the man I married. Who are you?" And he was replaced. They say he was replaced by.
Oh, I did hear that. She said that to him. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, right, right. And he walks around with an ankle bracelet. If you look, they never show him from mid-south to his feet because he's got a big ankle bracelet there that tracks him constantly. You know, they always put him up from waist high.
And he's heavier. Haven't you seen
he's
kind of forked up? Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, right. now I am going to, you can call me a conspiracy theorist about this, but I've been following this stuff about Q and the dumbs and the whole thing. And quite frankly, it makes more sense than anything else. I mean, if you don't believe that there's something going on in the background from a military aspect, somebody's going to have to explain to me what we're seeing in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Why is Biden not in the White House? Why is the Capitol Square a dead zone? Where are all the people?
Right.
Why is it chained off with a fence? That's very nice looking, so it's not so obvious, but it's a fence. The Capitol is fenced off. And where did I hear another country's capital is now fenced off?
Ottawa, a parliament.
Besides Canada. That's something in Europe, and I'll find that. But again, I started noticing it, you know, I mean, I kind of had, you know, I'd kind of been reading this stuff about Q and all that stuff, and I just didn't know what to think completely. Right. But when I started looking at pictures of little things, again, it's like the hulls, it's like the Navy hulls.
Yeah.
It's not a big thing to most people, but when you know something absolutely, it's like when I saw the Marine sergeant that was the color guard escorting Lady Gaga into what was presumably the inauguration of the party afterwards of Biden. And instead of putting his elbow out and letting her take the elbow like you do, because I've done this a lot, I mean, in these ceremony things, and they walk you in and they never make a mistake. Those guys, those color guards, they're trained. They don't make mistakes. He was grabbing her elbow like with clamped hand. Okay, that's how you walk. That's a perp walk. That's how you walk in a prisoner. And he was kind of leaning away from her like, I don't even want to be next to this thing. And I thought to myself, what is happening in DC? And then I saw the picture of this that they always take every inauguration. You have the president and the vice president and their spouse, and in between you have a senior military officer, and they take a picture on the steps, the Capitol steps, I guess.
Right.
Again, you go back in time and you look at that military officer, whatever it was, it looked like somebody out of a Hollywood casting set. It's not right. There's no uniform like that. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
So if it's not true about there being an alliance of generals taking back the world, then somebody's going to have to explain to me all this stuff.
Right.
I'm open-minded. I'm just trying to, I heard David Icke say this one time. It says, I don't make a decision based on one data point. I just put it in the back of my head. And then when I start hearing more things, it starts to create a pattern. That's why he has the dot connector. What a great term.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right. You connect the dots. Yeah.
Lori.
Also, was sie hier anspricht, ist, dass sie sich jetzt hier auch mit, also sie weiß über Q und eben auch, dass es läuft was im Hintergrund und dass darüber sie sich bewusst, das erkennen sie an vielen kleinen Dingen, die man so allgemein gar nicht sehen würde, aber es sind so die kleinen Dinge, die auffallen. Und das ist zum Beispiel die Tatsache, dass Washington D.C. Ist ja komplett abgeriegelt teilweise. Du kommst ja, ist ja auch Zaun ringsrum, gibt keine Menschen. Ich glaube sogar die letzten Bilder, die ich gesehen habe, dass die eben jetzt die Tunnel da unten freilegen. Und sie hat auch die Einweihung damals vom Präsidenten von Biden, dass da vieles nicht stimmig war. Zum Beispiel als Lady Gaga da hingeführt wurde, die hat ja dort gesungen. Und der Offizier, der hat sie ja nicht hinein begleitet, sondern er hatte sie gepackt am Ellenbogen. Und das ist eine Geste, das macht man nur bei Gefangenen, dass man sie so hin und her bewegt. Auch das Bild, was man dann gemacht hatte auf der Treppe mit dem Präsidenten und dem Vizepräsidenten und die Frauen dazu und dem angeblichen Offizier. Das war aber kein Offizier, denn die Uniform, die er anhatte, war eine falsche Uniform. Also das muss ein Schauspieler gewesen sein. Also sind diese kleinen Dinge, aber wenn man eben die Punkte mehr und mehr verbindet, dann entsteht da ein größeres Bild und dann fängt man tatsächlich an, mehr und mehr hinter die Kulissen zu schauen.
Here's lawyer, and it's funny in this fight, lawyers use that term all the time, mm-hmm. the preponderance of evidence. They look at the preponderance of evidence, and they also look at motive. But when it comes to medical stuff, nobody wants to look at motive, and nobody wants to look at the preponderance of evidence. They want to pick apart each of these little data points that you brought up.
Right, right.
Wait a minute. Let's just think about what we're talking about here. So,
totally agree with you, and things are going to get clearer. As time goes on.
Thank God. I can't take, everybody says, I can't take much more of this.
Well, I want everyone to send lots of love and light to you today because you've got some challenges ahead of you. I see what the Iowa government is getting pressure probably from Big Pharma to rein you and other good doctors who are doing wonderful work in. And anything we can provide in terms of publicity or promotion or help in any way, you let me know.
I just appreciate everybody praying for us and thinking good thoughts about what's going to happen. It does raise the energy, raise the vibrational level and get out of this because I do think we're winning.
Yeah, you are.
Like I say, we're about to have Trudeau be a verb. And when that happens, it's over, baby.
Max 4 weeks, three maybe. Max three or 4 weeks, he'll be gone. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's going to be a power vacuum within Canada because there's really no appreciable organized opposition, except maybe one of the truckers will step forward and run for Prime Minister of Canada. That would be far preferable than the professional political parties have done nothing to help the people there. Absolutely. Not like in this country, same thing. You know, there's very few that have done anything good.
I read somewhere, it was a meme, but it said, truckers have done more than all the doctors and nurses in the last 2 years. In other words, we didn't bring it to an end. We tried. Right. Some of us tried.
Right, right,
we put out all these data and everything, but who knew? What you need were big men and big trucks.
That's right.
Because it's a show of power.
That's right.
And, you know, I'm so proud of those guys. It's just a fabulous thing that they've done. Now, you're right. I don't want a power vacuum and have it. Okay, I know you have to whistle ask a question, but who is this Queen of Canada?
You know, I've heard a lot about her. I saw her video the other day where she said that
she got flags.
Martial law was in effect, and she's gotten the endorsement of President Trump. I honestly don't know what to think about her, but anything's better than Trudeau. So,
What the heck? She makes sense. If you listen to what she says, she makes a lot of sense.
I mean, my cat could do a better job than Trudeau does. You know, he's trustworthy, honest, good-hearted, you know, very loving and kind. And I know he'd want to help people.
And he wouldn't go and muck things up with too much legislation. I always say that the downfall, it turns out it's deeper than this, but there was some truth to it. I said when I was an intern, I was in Bethesda Naval Hospital, and that was 1980. And in those days, the congressmen and senators still went out and had their two martini lunch and didn't get much done in the afternoon. And I jokingly have said for years that when we really started going down when that wasn't socially acceptable and they actually tried to go back and legislate. That's what's made the more that they drank and didn't do anything, the better off we were. Uh-huh. Now we're in trouble.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you know, Nostradamus said that in the future, we will have a lot smaller government than we do now because people will know how to act with each other. We won't have these massive forces. You will, of course, you will have a government to interact between humanity and extraterrestrial civilizations outside of this planet. That we will have. And we'll have a space force and we'll have military, but mostly it'll have to deal with ET relations, not so much within our own peoples, because we'll all get along. We'll be one much more like a big happy family than we are now.
And what human being really wants to go to war with each other? Right.
No, that's true.
Why have we really been doing that all our history? Because we're not alone on this planet.
Yeah, I agree.
You know? I mean, me, that's one of the basic. It's interesting, you know, they say, if you want to know who controls you, look who you cannot criticize.
Right.
Well, a variant of that is, if you want to know what's going on, look at what philosophic point you can't discuss.
Right.
We talk about all sorts of things in philosophy. We never ask the question, are we alone on this planet?
Right. That's true.
When I was studying philosophy in college, we asked everything about what's truth, what's morality, what we are, you know,
that's true.
What God is. We did not ask, are we alone on this planet? Which should be a basic thing.
That's true. Absolutely. Dr. Barrett, yeah. Well, remain strong. Be positive.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always good to see you. And could you give us
an uplifting hour?
Oh, good. I'm glad, my friend. Could you give out your website, please?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm on Telegram at Freedom Doc. It's Freedom Doc is my Telegram, and it's the big nosed plague doctor is my avatar, because there are a couple fake Dr. Lee Merritts on there. That's not me.
I can't get
rid of them. Okay. Yeah, I know. You know, you've arrived when they have fake you.
Yeah, right.
They're not doing anything bad on there, but I just don't want them on there. But my website is themedicalrebel.com. Three words, themedicalrebel.com. And we try and put good things up all the time, information-wise. So we have a Monday night podcast that people can get involved with.
Oh, maybe I'll listen. That'd be fun. What time's it start?
Yeah, I'll give you a free link tonight.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Barrett.
Alrighty.
So nice of you.
Thanks. So nice to see you.
You too, my friend. Keep up the good work.
Alrighty.
All right. Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.